On the show today, we have Partners Federal Credit Union's President and CEO, John Janclay, talking about the need to accelerate their digital journey, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. John Janclay from Partners Federal Credit Union up the road from me up in Anaheim. How are you, John?
I'm great. Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year to you as well. Hope the holidays were good to you and your family, and this is a good way to kick off the new year chatting with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, you guys, hey, speaking of really cool stuff here, you guys are embarking on a digital journey, so to speak, and you've partnered up with folks from Kony and the Boston Consulting Group to what you're calling accelerating your digital journey. So can you kind of fill us in, give us a quick summary of what you guys are doing up there at Partners?
Yeah, sure. So, all credit unions are on some kind of digital journey. And the one at Partners, we were having a lot of success putting out some wonderful things to members. But we knew internally, Mike, that we could go faster. And not only faster, that we could do it a little bit smarter, the way we were going about that work. At the same time, we could watch our competition, like Chase, Wells, B of A, make improvements to their digital roadmap. And in particular, in the last year, they are really accelerating. You know, in part, when you think about what, Chase is doing, guy, $9.5 billion budget, 18,000 technologists are working on, $600 million alone invested to going into mobile. So no wonder as they got these resources organized, their velocity of improvement to member journeys or customer journeys is really improving. And that is concerning to us, was one of the drivers that we had. That came out in a survey through the co-op where they were asking folks, is our digital offering moving fast enough? Are we good enough? Mm-hmm. And 80% of credit union professionals said no. It's good, but it's not good enough. So realizing that gap. We did that same survey here at Partners, and we came up with 90% convinced that we're good, but we're not good enough.
Okay, yeah.
The thing that we do is we actually track those three major competitors, because when we look at share of wallet from our members, it is higher with those three organizations than anybody else if it is not with Partners PFI. Mm-hmm. So we track their progress, and we have a member experience analyst watching it. We clock all the things that they're doing, and that's where we saw the velocity of them speeding up.
Really?
And we want those things for our members, too. They're very relevant, and we had significant gaps. So we said, you know, how are we going to step back and go after this? And it would have to be a holistic plan, people, process, and technology. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about people, we have partners that we do business with, right? So Kony is a digital master. They're our partner. They're a trusted partner. So we brought them in and their leadership team and saying, you know, how do we move this twice as fast mm-hmm. as we're moving, then three times as fast, four times as fast? So let me put some definition around 2X, 3X, and 4X that we talk about. So we did kind of waterfall project management methodology here that every 6 months we would put out a big release of improvements to our members around our digital offerings. So to move to 2X means once a quarter. Well, we know that's not even fast enough. No. Three times would be once a month. 4X is where we want to end up with is every other week we're putting out releases.
Okay.
New services to the members. That begins to get the cadence that's going to be competitive and convinced that we need to be at for our members. Mm-hmm. So that's the journey that we're on. We're going to work with Agile methodology. The Boston Consulting Group has helped large banks and FIs, insurance companies, put this kind of methodology in place.
Okay.
When you say Agile, there's many different flavors out there, but we're making sure the one that's going to work here for a regulated business, how to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so between the Boston Consulting Group, Kony, we're on a 2-month journey to really take a look at, can we accelerate our roadmap, rethinking people, process, and technology?
Why do you want to accelerate so fast? I mean, from my perspective, looking at your membership, I can see why. But from your take, why do you guys want to accelerate so fast?
So the membership is the number one thing. And thinking about what is relevant to them. Mike, we're 10 years younger than the national average. So we have our membership has an appetite for this kind of delivery. Yeah. Not only that, they need it. You know, they tell us that in our surveys. Mm-hmm. That's real important to them. So listening to them, knowing that just, you know, that kind of demographic is really, you know, high digital natives want to use those kinds of things. So that's real important to us was one. The other thing, though, is just watching our team trying to put out the work and doing a super job. But the level of effort that we were doing, we were convinced it wasn't sustainable if we wanted to go even faster. So, you know, that was like, can we just throw more money at it, more bodies at it? Mm-hmm. It was like, no, we need to fundamentally step back and think about doing this work differently.
Yeah.
A little bit of terminology here. So, you know, credit unions were brick and mortar, based. That's deep in our DNA. We're learning more about technology. But if I had to say at our credit union, our capabilities, our skills around running the brick and mortar on a scale of 1 to 10, 9 or 10. I mean, we're masters. We really understand that this is who we are. On the digital side, I would say we are 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. We're not quite yet at mastering capabilities that we are on the brick and mortar side. But yet these two things need to come together to be a great member experience. Mm-hmm. So there's this imbalance here that we needed to reconcile about, hey, we need to have the capabilities of the digital credit union at the same level as the brick and mortar, and then integrate those two into great member journeys.
Yep.
So that recognition that, hey, we need to grow up our capabilities in this area. And so we believe agile methodology is going to help us get there.
Cool, cool. And so what do you, I mean, I know we've been talking digital for a couple of years now, and I think everybody's bought into the fact that, yeah, we need to go digital, but what does digital mean from your perspective? I mean, I know we can get into the weeds and get into the very, the granular details of this, but kind of looking at it from a bigger picture, what does digital mean for your credit union to help your members out?
Yeah, so for us, it's what a lot of people are talking about is focusing on the member first and their journeys or their experiences, mm-hmm. that using technology to help them with that.
Okay.
To provide better access, better personalization, better advice using technology.
Okay.
A lot of times when we talk about digital transformation, we think only mobile.
Right, but that's right. It's the first thing that comes to mind.
That is part of the digital transformation. But that digital transformation maybe starts on mobile, but it needs to end at the branch. So technology is going to influence and inform our branches too. And there's some wonderful things happening with technology and branches to make that experience even better. So it's both. It's across all delivery channels. Okay. But with the idea that you could start on the phone and you could end at the branch, or you could start at the branch and you could end on your desktop, that omni-channel experience.
Yeah, it's all seamless, right?
Yeah, yep. That's what we're thinking about here.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I'm really excited about this type of stuff. So what are your goals with this journey? Because I mean, obviously you want to be a 9 or a 10 in the digital space. So I assume that's one of the goals, but what else is on the plate for you?
Yeah, so three goals. So we want to be able to start with 2X and then end up at 4X. And by doing that, Mike, we're going to figure out what are the shortfalls or the opportunities around people, process, and technology. So at the end of 2 months, we're going to be able to look at ourselves and saying, hey, we need to do this with our processes, this mm-hmm. with our people, mm-hmm. and this with our technology suite in order to get to 4X. The second goal is we're going to do a capital study. Our credit union right now has been able to grow capital year over year. We're at about 11.6 in capital. And we're beginning to say that might be too much capital to be safe and sound. We need to return more of that in value. We think technology is one of the places we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're a number of people come together and author a plan to show our regulator, to show our board, to show ourselves that we can lower our capital to accelerate that journey and other important initiatives in the credit union. So that's the second goal. The third goal over these 2 months is to take a look at our culture at the credit union. If we're going to start moving faster, is everybody ready to go faster? Audit, finance, is risk, are our frontline employees ready for releases coming out every 2 weeks or so? So we're thinking about the culture and how we move that. And so on that journey, one of the ways to keep everyone together, Mike, is we're going to do video.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah.
Yeah. We think that's an important way, you know, to modern communication, the speed of communication is best done, I think, through video, audio, podcast, you know, these kinds of things. And in our world, having that kind of capability is important. So we've invested in people who do video. We even have an animator here because in our world, with our DNA, that's real important.
That's what
to
you
our
do.
Story, not the journey. So we're going to use that. We're going to use that ability to tell stories, to turn it into videos and talk about the journey. The good, the bad, the ugly, what we're learning, to share that with our team. We have over 400 employees. We have our board of directors. We have our business partners we want to keep in the loop. And then we got to thinking, we're encouraged by some folks saying, why don't you open it up for others to see in the industry? We're an industry about collaboration.
Right.
Why don't we share it? And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and share that with anybody who's interested.
That is so cool. You're going to document the whole process, what you've learned, thing where you tripped up and think, I mean, it's such a great learning experience, not for you, not only for you guys, but for anybody else who is going to be watching. So, I'm so excited for you guys. I'm so cool. I'm so stoked that you're going to be documenting it. So it's,
well, we're a little nervous about it too. You know,
it'll be fine.
You think this is your theory. You think, you know what you're doing, you know, and to report out, you know, just, hey, what works and also, but what doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, now recently, I want to switch gears a little bit here. Still on the digital journey, though, you guys, you kind of hosted or headed up a meeting, a Western States Summit roundtable meeting recently, where you presented this project, this journey that you guys are going to embark on with how many CEOs, like 50 some CEOs there, or what was
actually,
it what was all about?
It's the California Credit Union League.
Okay.
Brings together the Western United States roundtable. We do this once a year. Yeah. Diana Dykstra and team host it. At our last meeting, all my peers were saying, you know, we need to talk about some of the thorniest issues that we're dealing with to help each other and learn and collaborate and you know, kind of instill that forum of discussion.
Yeah.
And Diana asked our credit union, hey, I heard about this project you're doing. Would you be willing to share it with us? And we said, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll be happy to do that. And so we did that. And I think we got a pretty good reception saying, hey, you know what? That is a pretty thorny issue that we need to talk about. If you'll share what you're doing, it would be appreciated. So pretty warm reception for the idea.
Right on. Yeah, right. I think this is, I don't know if I want to say unprecedented, but I think you're treading on those grounds where this is unprecedented, where you're documenting a process and you're going to share it with other credit unions to go, hey, this is what we learned. This is where we tripped up. This is what we learned from it. And here's where we are in the process. So I think it's just, oh man, I'm excited to see each video and see how you guys progress.
Well, you know, so it'll be available on the CEO Corner. It'll be available at Kony. Our business partner is going to host it there. Also on the BigCast Network, it'll be there.
Right on.
Mike, I think you've been gracious enough to say it.
Love to.
Worthy. You'll evaluate it and see if it might be on,
yes,
on the podcast there. And I would just tell the audience, be patient with us. You know, this is not our core competency, storytelling. It's a pretty good one. And this is our first attempt to try to do it so it could be consumed, not just by our folks, but everyone.
Yep.
So if it's not perfect, that's exactly right. We have a saying here at Partners, it's progress, not perfection. Yep. And this video series, I'm sure, will be represent all of that. But it's progress towards storytelling, learning, collaborating, mm-hmm, and trying to do that in a new and maybe fresh way.
Yeah, and I think that, I'm glad you brought that up, John, because I think that's a very important point that trips a lot of people up in the beginning. It's like, gosh, it has to be perfect. No, it doesn't. You deliver it and then, you know, perfect it along the process.
Yeah. You know, Mike, one of the things I'm learning about Agile, when it's really appropriate to use it, is when complexity is high and ambiguity is high.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of think of that Y and X axis, and you can almost kind of plot your different projects that you're doing. And certainly the digital transformation is all of that, right? So this is really applicable to projects and things that look like that. Compared to waterfall, complexity is high, like building a branch or a headquarter building, but the ambiguity is, it's low. We know how to do this. That's in our DNA, right? So waterfall makes sense. So when we have to iteratively think things through and have a cross-functional team to do that, that's where Agile software development is kind of the place for this.
Very nice. Very nice. John, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here today to talk to us about your impending digital journey. And we look forward to following on the journey with you and learning a whole bunch as you guys learn a whole bunch. So very exciting stuff. And any final words, John, to wrap up here?
Oh, again, just back to that. I keep holding in my mind, Mike, it's progress, not perfection.
Yeah.
Get going, you know, because that's where the learning starts.
Yep.
That's when you can begin to evaluate, hey, that's my next gap that I need to solve for. So yep. Progress, not perfection, would be my parting thought.
Great message to end on. John, thank you so much. I appreciate the time and look forward to those videos.
Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.